Okay, today we're going to talk about the chiyuv one has to honor their in-laws, to honor one's spouse's parents. First of all, this chiyuv does not appear in the Mishnah, nor does it appear in the Gemara, nor does it appear in the majority of Rishonim. However, the Torah quotes it like a davar pashut, that a person is obligated to honor their in-laws. It does appear in a medrash. In fact, there are two possible sources for where this might come from. First of all, there's a mechilta in Parshas Yisro. The Torah is very vague. When Moshe Rabbeinu meets up with Yisro, it says, "Vayetzei Moshe lekras chosno, vayishtachvu, vayishaklo," that he bows to him and he kisses him. But it's not clear who the he is and who the him is. Who's kissing who? Who's bowing to who? Says the Medrash, based on the word ish that's used in that context and in a different context, that it is Moshe who is bowing to Yisro and Moshe who is kissing Yisro. And this teaches that one must honor their father-in-law, says the Medrash. The Medrash makes that connection, says, you see, from Moshe Rabbeinu, that one must honor their father-in-law. The other possible source, the Torah quotes in Siman Resh Mem from David HaMelech. The David HaMelech says to Shaul, Avi, Ra'o Gam Ra'o, that Re'e Gam Ra'o, I forgot exactly how to pronounce, but he says Avi, he refers to Shaul as Avi, as my father. So the Beis Yosef points out that this source is actually from an Orchus Chaim in Siman Hei, Hilchus Kibar Av, Os Aleph, and Rav Vadya, Nechavadas, Chelik Vav, Siman and Aleph suggests that the raya is not really from the fact that he honored him, because he has to honor him anyway, he's a king, but it's because he called him Avi instead of Malki. You're going to call him something, call him a melech, but you don't call him melech, call him Avi. So it sounds like the honor is a result of the fact of their relationship, rather than because he's a king. The Aruch HaShulchan in Reish Mem Sif Mem Dalid questions this source, because there are lots of people that are referred to as Avi, and that's just a general sign of respect. It doesn't necessarily mean that one has to treat his in-laws like his parents. It's Elisha refers to Eliyahu Navi as Avi Avi, Rechav Yisrael, that he calls him Avi twice, and that's a sign of reverence. The Aruch HaShulchan suggests that since Shaul was chasing him at that time, was trying to kill David at the time that David said it, the only reason to give him that sign of respect would be because there's a chiyuv to honor one's in-laws. The Bach points out that other opinions in the Medrash say that Avi is directed at Avner, and Gamra'e is directed at Shaul, so there's really no source to honor in-laws, and the Bach says maybe that's why most Rishonim don't mention it, because maybe they paskin like the other Shita in the Medrash that thinks that the Avi is not going on Shaul at all. The Torah just thought it makes sense to honor in-laws like other old people. That's how the Bach understands it. When the Torah says honor in-laws, because they're older than you, so you honor the Canaan, so you honor in-laws, but there's no chiyuv, says the Bach, based on this medrash, and he thinks even the Torah doesn't believe that there's an actual chiyuv to honor in-laws the way one would honor parents. Shulchan Aruch in Yardeya Siman Resh Mem Sif Mem Dalid just quotes the obligation that one is obligated to honor their in-laws without any details. The Taz and Sivkat and Yates quotes from the Bach that Hu Adin Chamoso, that it's not only a father-in-law, it's the Shulchan Aruch only says Chamav, but the Taz says obviously it's Chamoso as well, it's one's mother-in-law as well. The Bach writes Pashutu. Obviously it would include the mother-in-law and not just the father-in-law. The question really is, what is the nature of this Chiyuv Kavod that you have for in-laws? We know it exists, it's up black and white in Shulchan Aruch, but is it the same Chiyuv of Kavod that one has to have toward their parents, or is it a different Chiyuv of Kavod? So the Chidah in Sefer Bris Olam suggests that by Elisha he said Avi twice to express both Kibud and Mora. But for a father-in-law, where we learn not from Elisha but from David, it only says Avi once, because there's a chiyuv of Kavod and not a chiyuv of Mora. So says the Chidah, already there you see a difference between parents versus in-laws. That parents, maybe there's a din of Kibud and Mora, by in-laws maybe only Kibud. The Bach quotes a Medrash Shachar Tov, Mikan shechayiv adam b'kvod chamav kikvod aviv. The Bach quotes from Medrash Shachar Tov that one has to honor his father-in-law like he honors his father. Sefer Charedim, Mitzvah Sefer Perek Dalet, says that man and wife are like a single unit. Ishto kigufo, his parents are her parents are his parents. You always have like the awkward initial stages of, what do you call them? Daddy, mommy, what do you mean? I already have a daddy and a mommy. But says the Sefer Charedim, you now have a second daddy and mommy, and therefore they are exactly the same. However, the Bach, although he quotes this Shita from the Medrash Shachar Tov, personally disagrees and points out that the Torah doesn't sound this way, and no Rishon ever suggested that this is true, that the level of kavod one shows their in-laws is exactly the same as a parent. It simply, says the Bach, a svara, that one should honor in-laws as much as you honor other older people by standing for them, by showing basic signs of respect, but not with all the details of Kibbut Ave'im. The Shach and Sivkan Chavbeis quotes that lahalacha, that there is a chiyuv to honor in-laws, but it's not the same as the chiyuv to honor parents. So a few comments and proofs on this most important machlokas. Teretz Mima in Parshas Yisro, Perek Yuches Pasuk Zayin, points out that if the source is from the Mechilta about Moshe Rabbeinu, the obligation seems to be more than a regular old person. Because when you see a regular old person, you are not expected to bow to him and kiss him. That would be a little awkward if one did that every time they saw a regular old person. But with one's parents, to kiss a parent, to greet a parent in a more affectionate way, that would be expected. So it would seem, if the source is from the Mechilta, that maybe the obligation is much more similar to the obligation one would have to honor a parent. And Yechav Adas, Chelek Vav Simon Aleph, Rav Vadya points out that the Mechilta never records a chiyuv at all. It actually doesn't say chayiv. It says Yehei Adam Muchan Lekvod Chamiv, that he has to be Muchan. He has to be ready to do it. He should be. It's the right thing to do. In Tshuvas HaSeilich HaRav, Simon Antes, he points out that it's very difficult to say that it's the same as any other zakenim, like the Bach seems to suggest. That honoring your in-laws is like honoring any old people, then what's my rabusa? Well, what's the chiddush of in-laws then? Why would the Shulchan Aruch say honor your in-laws? Of course, you honor old people that are a little bit older. So it must mean that the obligation exists with one's in-laws even when they're still young, says the Aseh L'Charav. Meaning that normally the chiyuv to honor an old person, mipnei seva takum, is when they are at a certain advanced age. But your in-laws may not be at that age yet. They may be, there are some very young in-laws these days. They may be in their 40s, they may be in their 50s, which is not nearly at the age yet of mipnei seva takum. The level of chiyuv may be the level of honor that you would show a regular old person, not the level of honor you'd show your parents, but the age at which that chiyuv starts is at a much earlier age than it would be for regular old people. That's what he suggests in Aseh L'Charav. In Pischei Tshuva, Sivkat Mchaf, and Simre Shmem, he tries to prove that this Bach is correct, that the chiyuv is not the same as the parents, from the fact that a married woman is exempt in Kibbut Ave'im. The Gemara tells us that she has Rishus Ba'al Aleha, that because she has to answer to her husband, so she's exempt from Kibbut Ave'im. Ain't Sipek B'yadalasos, the Gemara says. She doesn't have the ability to fulfill the mitzvah because she has a husband who her primary attention has to be towards. So says the Pischei Tshuva, if the husband has the same obligation to honor his in-laws as he does to honor his parents, so since he too is obligated to honor her parents, his wife should prioritize their honor over his honor. Elamai, it must be that he doesn't have the same obligation to honor his in-laws as he would his own parents. Rav Reuven Grozovsky in Yevamos and Siman Daled questions the whole raya, because he says the woman's patur is not based on her chiyuv to be mechabed her husband. That's not where the patur comes from. It's not from a din of kavod, especially since any kavod a woman has to have to her husband is a din de rabbanon. That wouldn't be enough to patur you from daoraisa, from kibbut aveim daoraisa. That's not what it's based on. It's based on her obligations in the marriage toward her husband, or shibudin to her husband, which has nothing to do with a hierarchy of honor, that if I have to honor him and he has to honor him, then I could skip the middleman, just honor him. It has nothing to do with that. You can't make any such cheshbono, says Rav Reuven Grozovsky, because it has nothing to do with kibbut over here. It has to do with shibudin. In the Tshuvas Betzela Chachma, Chelik Beisim and Sadi, Rav Betzela Stern proves from a Gemara Kiddushin Daf Peyal from Beis, where Rav Chista says to his father-in-law, Rav Chana Bar Rava, Rav Chista says, Mar Nami Overlea de Shmuel, that you're also violating the Shita of Shmuel. Yet when talking to a parent who's violating a halacha, the Gemara Kedushin Daf Lam Beis says, you have to say, Abba Kach Kosuv Batorah. It says in the Torah this way, you're not allowed to say, hey, you're violating an Aveira. From the fact that you find that Rav Chisda spoke to his father-in-law as Avar Leah de Shmuel, you see that the way one speaks to a father-in-law does not have to parallel exactly the way one speaks to a father. In the Tshuvas B'Tzal HaChach Mechelech Aleph Simin Samech Tes, in the footnote, he proves from a Gemara Pesachim Dafnun Aleph. The Gemara Pesachim says, Imakol Adam Rochetz, person is allowed to go bathing, they used to have public bathhouses, with anybody, chutz me aviv v'chamiv, he cannot go with his father, or his father-in-law, ubal imo, his stepfather, ubal achoso, his brother-in-law, Rabbi Yehuda matir ba'aviv mipnei kvod aviv. And Rabbi Yehuda says, for your father, if your father needs your help, for kavod aviv, you're allowed to go with your father. And he makes no such exception for one's father-in-law, apparently suggesting that the chiyuv of honor for a father is different than the chiyuv of honor for a father-in-law. It also seems to prove that honor for Baal Imo is greater than the honor for a father-in-law, because Rabbi Yehuda says, "Buhu adin leBaal Imo," that you also have an exception that you're allowed to bathe with Baal Imo, so it could be that a stepfather is an even greater chiyuv than a father-in-law. And that would make sense, because how do I know that one is obligated to honor a step-parent? Because the pasuk says, Es Imecha, and we darshan from the Riboy Es, that one honors a step-parent as well. So that makes very mistaver. So that's the basic halacha. Just a few ashkafic considerations before we wrap it up. The Tshuvas Mishnah Halachos, Rav Menashe Klein, Chelek Zayin Sim Kufin and Hay, was asked about a guy whose mother-in-law had been recently widowed, and she had moved in with her daughter and son-in-law, and the son-in-law used to be very helpful around the house. He would unpack the groceries, and he would wash the dishes, and he would do all sorts of things like this. And the mother-in-law would say, you know, it helps me get my mind off my deceased husband when I get to do household work. So if you wouldn't mind, I would really love to do all the chores and not leave it to you. So the son-in-law, listen to what a son-in-law, he's not sure whether he should listen to his mother-in-law, let her do all these chores, because she says that will make her happier. But how could he let his mother-in-law do all this work for him? Shouldn't he honor his mother-in-law? So Menashe Klein says a basic yesod. Ritzono shel adam, zehu kvodo. How do we define honor? How you honor a person? What they want. If they say, this is what I want, then that is the definition of how one shows honor toward them. And then Rav Menashe Klein gives some of the worst advice I've ever seen in my entire life. He tells the guy, but anyway, what are you busy helping around the house for? You should be learning Torah. Don't do the dishes. Why would you be doing something like that? That is not good advice. So I would not recommend, maybe for this guy, I don't know if he didn't even know the guy, but whatever he writes at the beginning of the tshuva. I apologize if I didn't give you a significant enough title. I don't know who you are, but whatever. That is not, I would not recommend that. I think doing the dishes is a good idea. Aside from any formal chiyuv, there should also be, when one relates to their in-laws, and sometimes people forget this, an extreme level of hakaras hatov. Your in-laws have provided you with your most important relationship, the one through which you become complete, the one through which you build a legacy, the one through which you build a family in Klal Yisrael. So just on a basic hakaras hatov level, it would seem that it would demand a high level of kavod. Also, the Gemara in Sotah Mem Tesem Beis says that one of the signs of Mashiach is that daughter-in-laws will rebel against their mother-in-laws. So we're living in Mashiach Zeiten, apparently. The Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes in Shelis Yaivet Simon Lamed Beis, and it's an interesting ha'ara, he says that it's normal to have a bad relationship if they live too close to each other. Very often a young couple needs their space, and that's important for the relationship, for them to have a certain amount of space. If they're living right on top of each other, then I guess it will bring Mashiach quicker, because then you're going to have a lot more strife very, very often. The Igros HaGra, fascinating letter that the Gra wrote before he went to Eretz, before he had planned on going to Eretz Yisrael, so he was saying his goodbyes. Essentially, he was going to Eretz Yisrael, leaving his mother, his wife, and all of their kids behind, and he was going to be in Eretz Yisrael. So he was leaving a mother-in-law and daughter-in-law to sort of like, you know, take care of a house without him there. So he begs them to please get along, and he tells his wife she has to be very, very careful to honor his mother, especially since she is widowed. But he says you have to honor her kimo shekasuv batora. Unclear exactly what that means, but that's what he writes. Kimo shekasuv b'Torah. It doesn't say it in the Torah, so exactly what he meant is up to interpretation. In the Tshuvas HaSeilach HaRav, he also writes that it's a davar pashut, that one may not call their in-laws by their first names, according to anybody, no matter which way you understand the chiyuv of kavod, like the Medrash Shachar Tov, that it's exactly like a parent, or like the Bach, that it's not exactly like a parent, but definitely not allowed to call them by their first names. He reports that he's heard of Eastern European Jews who don't even call their spouses by their first names, kal v'chomer not to call their parents. A lot of times a couple will call, you know, especially once they have children, so the husband will call the wife, mommy, you know, because they want the kids to call them mommy, and the wife will call the husband daddy because they want the kids to call him daddy, or tati and mommy, or imana, but whatever, you know. That's Lenora, whichever way. The one last thing, the Mishnah Maseches Ksubas and Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph lists those who you can be motzi below ksuba. A woman is considered to have destroyed a marriage where you can divorce her without a ksuba. And one of the items on the list is Mekaleles Yoldav Bifanav, that she curses his parents in front of him. That is not a good idea. In fact, that is considered to be destructive to a marriage. It's destructive to a marriage on both sides. So a person may have some issues. He may not understand some things about his in-law's way of thinking or way of doing things. But for one to explicitly tell one's spouse that your parents are this or that, and the this or that are negative things, that is a very, very bad idea. And according to the Mishnah, is destructive to a marriage. So at the end of the day, it's important to keep perspective, and one must show a great level of kavod to in-laws. It's just debatable whether it's the same as parents or not the same as parents. It seems that we paskin that it's not exactly the same as parents, but certainly it's a significant level of kavod. So that's in honor of our two chasanim here in the shir. So mazel tov, and you should always have that.